Wear a damn condom. We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I am Steve.
And we have two very special guests with us today. We have Lizzie and we have Amanda.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
So, we're just going to truck it right along here. How was everyone's weekend?
Pretty fantastic.
You know, I have a four-day weekend, and it couldn't be better. Like, this is my last semester. Let's fucking do it.
Yes.
Like, I'm ready.
You're that person. It's just like whatever bad idea comes across the table. You're like, yeah, let's do that. Let's steal animals from the zoo and then, like, ride them through campus.
Only lions.
Specifically lions?
They're awesome.
Not even animals that were meant to be ridden, like zebra. A zebra is a part of the horse family.
I would break the zebra. The lion is sturdy. It can hold me. It can.
Why can't a zebra hold you?
They're like nimble little fucks. They're just.
Your logic is interesting, to say the least.
We should roll into graduation like that on an animal. Just get on the stage on a lion.
Rawr, motherfuckers!
I think it'll eat someone before it makes it to the stage.
Did you see that? Just like going up the stage. Hey, Dr. GS, how are you doing?
She gets attacked by the tiger.
We love you, Dr. GS. We are not saying we're going to attack you with a tiger.
Lizzie was asking me if I'm going to come to graduation. I don't think I'm coming anymore. Now you're getting a fucking tiger to attack people.
My bad.
Of all animals... A tiger?
Yes.
What?
They're pretty cool, though.
I mean, they're not cool, but, like, I don't think of just riding a tiger into places. Like, that's just not where my mind goes.
Unless you're Katy Perry. I mean, yes. You know, she wrote a song on that shit.
Also, she has, like, whipped cream coming from her boobs, so...
That's how you do it. Are you complaining? Are any of her viewers complaining when they see that? She's winning.
I guess. I mean... I'm just like, man, that's a waste of whipped cream.
Any dessert without whipped cream is a wasted dessert.
Amen.
Not all desserts need whipped cream, though.
Okay, like what desserts? Okay, let's clarify.
Do you put whipped cream on cookies?
Sometimes. Yes.
Like, say you take, like, two chocolate chip cookies, you know, like, real, like, baked out of the oven good, and then you take, like, a scoop of ice cream, and you just want to finish it on top with, like, whipped cream and a cherry.
But that's different. Yes. That's like, you're adding accoutrements.
But they have cookies in it.
No, fuck out of here with your backwards-ass logic. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to Jedi mind-fuck the shit out of me right now, and I don't appreciate it. Don't like it. You're doing.
Amanda gets assigned too. Amanda's always right.
Fuck that.
Speaking of a Jedi mind tricks, I'm wearing one Jedi sock.
So it only half worked.
Hey, at least it worked a little bit.
I'm still not completely convinced, so your efforts are futile and bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the only dessert whipped cream wouldn't go on would be like. I don't really see it on like brownies. Because they're already,
you
like...
You can put whipped cream on brownies.
I feel like they're already rich enough that you add, like, the cream and it's just, like, overload of rich, you know?
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't think that deeply about whipped cream. Maybe I should. Maybe I'll write an entire book, like, Whips and You with Cream.
50 Shades of Whipped Cream.
It'll be very interesting to see how this book comes about, especially when I add the stick figure drawings into the back of the book.
Is it just all Katy Perry?
All Katy Perry drawings of just whipped cream and just weird shit that happens.
And just boobs.
Yeah, literally.
I'm sorry, I've just been sitting here the entire time trying to think of how she refills her aerosol cans and her boobs.
I don't know.
Does she just bring more aerosol to the party?
I mean,
how does her colostrum make whipped cream?
If she runs out and like she's getting busy with somebody, are they doing whippets now? Is that how that works? Are you gonna get high off of tits? Because
everybody gets high off of tits. Let's be honest.
You ain't wrong.
That's not why she'd be good for Jello shots. Like,
yes, yes.
What if she's just like okay? So, like, Austin Powers, great movie. What if she's one of the, like, yeah, like, one of the fembots, only with whipped cream? Nobody would know it.
The more I think about this, the more I enjoy this.
Katy Perry. Oh my god, sex slave robot.
Now an Adult Swim.
Oh god. I guess if you can give Mike Tyson a cartoon, you can give Katy Perry a cartoon.
She probably has a cartoon out there somewhere.
Mike Tyson does have a cartoon. Awkward silence.
I haven't seen it. I mean, unless
it's
he's
been on, it's been on for like 2-3
it's
years.
It's like Scooby Doo, basically.
It's essentially like an adult version of Scooby Doo, like making fun of Scooby Doo, and he is. I think he does his own voice.
Does he bite off
people's
ears in it, like every episode?
The ears of the perpetrators.
He has like a collection of their ears.
Just a jar of ears. And at the end of every episode, with a whiteboard marker, he like erases it. Like 53 ears now.
You know, actually, that brings me. Okay, so I've been playing The Witcher, like Witcher 3 lately, and I freaking love that game. But I got to the part where you get across like the three croons, like they're the witches of like this swamp area, and I get to this quest where like this guy takes a fucking knife and just slits off his ear, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I have to give it to three witches. You know, we have to keep our village safe." Fuck is this shit?
What the fuck happened to giving somebody a pie and saying thank you? Wasn't it Van Gogh that sliced off his ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
And then he mailed it to his ex-girlfriend, remember?
That is the, like, craziest fucking version of hate mail I have ever... Like, that is... Okay, that is the most extreme, weird scenario of fuck you, bitch, I've ever, like... mentally encounter. Could you imagine you go and you get this letter and it's just like, what the fuck is this asshole mailing me something for? And you open it up and it's just an ear.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what he did, though. He cut off his ear and mailed it to his ex-girlfriend.
Oh my god. I thought like Maury was weird and fucked up, but no, this shit has been happening way before television even fucking existed.
My question, like, what is she gonna do with the ear? Is she gonna be like, wow, I really miss this guy, and like pin it up on her wall? Or
try to put like in a jar.
She wears it on her lapel as a reminder. It's been like bronzed.
It's on her charm bracelet.
It's right next to her first baby's bronze shoes.
I like the idea of a charm. It's like, this is my Disney wand, and this is the frying pan because I like cooking, and this is my ex-boyfriend's ear.
Like, can you just imagine them showing that to their friends? Like, oh yeah, I keep all mementos, like even my ex-boyfriend's ear.
It's in a box under my shoe bed.
Ew.
Weird. Weird.
That's like the whole, like, dicks in a bag now that you send to your friend.
Yeah, you can literally say, well, that's been, that company got so popular because it was, like, gummy bears. Not gummy bears, but gummy dicks. And you could send them to your friends, and your friends would literally be eating a bag of dicks. So the company, like, blew up. It was that. There was another company that was sending people glitter bombs.
Oh, my gosh.
So when they opened up the package, it would just shoot glitter, like, spring-loaded directly at them. And they got so many orders, they had to ask people to stop buying them because they got so backlogged.
Those assholes.
I'd rather get glitter than an ear, damn it.
No.
Because then you want to have the crazy symbolic story.
He gave her an earful. He gave him a piece of himself.
Oh, God. What fucked up, like, Dear John movie is this?
The best type.
What fucked up Nicholas Sparks acid trip is this?
Literally, oh my, I'm so done with Nicholas Sparks movies. Every single fucking movie, someone dies. Someone literally dies. I saw one with, oh, what's his name? He was in Chicago. He played the lawyer. Old guy, Gene something.
I have no idea.
Well, either way. So, like...
Richard Gere?
Oh my god, wow, great memory. Yeah. Him. So anyway,
clutch shut.
So he's like basically like running away from his troubles. He goes to this beach house and meets the other actress. I forget her name. It's Diane something.
Mm-hmm.
And they get together and she's super happy. Like they're gonna be together forever type thing. So yeah. She's waiting for him to come to her house, like meet her children, and then he dies in a mudslide in Brazil.
That's fantastic.
It's like the most strangely tragic way to die ever. Like, I thought he would have been, if anything, shot. Like, that makes sense. But no, he was killed by a mudslide.
At least it wasn't predictable like most of the movies.
Yeah, it's not just like he fought for her love and they killed him, but now fucking mudslide. Act of nature. God did not want this to happen, or whoever you pray. God, Ganesh, the great spaghetti Yahweh. Monster, Yahweh, like every all of them just conspired against this poor man and said, fuck you.
I'm just ready for, like, the new one where somehow an aircraft carrier malfunctions and drops an 18-wheeler on a couple or some shit. Just like, Nicholas Sparks is just, like, Darwinism. Darwin Awards. Everyone wins.
Is Nicholas Sparks the one that does all those, like, romantic movies with, like, The Notebook? And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
He takes natural selection to, like, an extreme.
I wonder if he just has, like, a roulette wheel with all the different possibilities of things that could happen.
It's gonna be
to
like Final Destination.
If you take all the deaths in Nicholas Sparks novels, it's just Final Destination.
No, it's like that thing where you pull the string and then it spins around, and goes, and the cow goes moo, and kills your boyfriend.
So this one will be killed by a cow stampede in Nicaragua. After he falls in love with a farmer's daughter from a poor, poor village.
You know, you could actually make that into a story. That's a great fucking plot right there. I'd watch that.
We'll call it The Trampling.
Stampede of Love. Oh my God.
So Fine and Bovine, Volume 1.
But, like, I wonder if he just wakes up, like, he's writing a novel, everything's going good, plot is amazing, characters are swell, and then he just rolls out of bed one day and he's just like, I have to kill one, like, I just have to, like, it's part of the formula. So he's sitting there, and he's got, like, this really nice robe on, and he's in his kitchen, like, enjoying a coffee, and he has all the characters, like, listed, and he's just like, oh, man, should it be this one? No. He's important to, like, the very beginning of the arc when they meet, because he introduces them, so we can't really... how about her? I mean, it is his ex-girlfriend, but she does, like, give him redemption, and...
I, like, imagine it. Like, he's sitting at the dinner table with his wife, and he's just, like, pissed off at her, and like, okay, what's one way I can fucking kill this bitch? And take it out. Just most passive-aggressive way to be like, I fucking hate you.
Or every time they have an argument, whatever character she likes dies. Like, I told you we should have got the mushrooms at Whole Foods. Franklin's fucking dead now. Bam. He gets trampled by emus.
By mushrooms. He eats a bad mushroom and dies.
He has a bad psilocybin trip and just drives his car off a bridge.
But how many love novels can one man crank out before it's just way too much? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, he'll eventually graduate to Giant and just be selling the romantic novels with the romantic novels with
the
muscular men on the front.
Oh,
like Fabio.
Yeah.
Fabio.
I want to see him pair up with J.K. Rowling and make like a bomb, awesome novel.
Isn't Fabio like 60 or something like that?
Yeah, he's like 70 years old.
His hair is still gorgeous. he's still
killing it.
But every time I see one of those novels, it's always just like some dude's on a horse, and it's like you see the moonlight off the water, and it's just like it's like Restricted Temptation Volume 8.
He fell in love with a goose.
And they could not be. So his kiss turned the goose into a woman. And now he and the woman must flee because the spellcasters are onto her.
This is an odd rendition.
Isn't that
Swan
like the Enchanted Swan or something? Isn't that like a Disney movie?
Shh. I didn't. Maybe
copyright infringement. We will not talk about this.
You're going to jail, sir.
Not if they don't catch me. But yeah, that's how it always happens. It's always like there's a stallion, there's a muscular man, or it's just like on the beach or in some like third world village. He's just like, I'm a missionary, but I've fallen in love with the other side. Like, I wonder if they're just like Mad Libs it and just like change the name, the location, the love interest, and just kind of like rework a few things. Like when you hand in a paper that you handed in 2 semesters ago. Same shit.
That's pretty great.
It's like those Facebook games where you have like the color and then like what's like to your right and what's to your left.
Pretty like, all right, so like.
Like I have like a fork to my left and like a piece of chicken to my right. I'm just gonna fork it.
We will call him James Paltry Cutlery. That will be his name.
He's a cook.
He's a cook. Good, good.
But there's a twist.
Oh.
He's a cannibal.
Oh.
And all the ladies that he loves die.
It's like Sweeney Todd or some shit.
Oh, God. I've never seen that, so I wouldn't know.
That's close enough. He makes pies out of people. But these pies are made with love and passion until one day he finds a woman that he can't kill and will not make into a pie.
But another plot twist, she makes him into a pie.
Is this the
A
80s?
Cream pie? No.
So it turned into a porno. When does Donald Trump show up?
Never. There's already enough scarring here to begin with. We don't need more.
Sorry.
I'm not into orange flavored pies. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Call it an orange creamsicle.
excuse me, ma'am. You have some cream on your brow.
Oh my god. Ew. There's not enough Lysol in the world to wipe that asshole off the face of this planet.
I mean, you need like a squeegee and an evac team and a Bible and...
You need that Bible.
I just... Yeah. Did you see the gif of Richard Spencer getting punched in the face?
Yes!
Oh, so phenomenal.
Somebody made the comment of just like, well, he was talking and then they gave him an alt-right or some shit like that.
Do you guys know who Richard Spencer is?
No.
Richard Spencer is the like leader of the alt-right who's like... We need to go back to white nationalism. But he's like, he's in his 30s. I made him sound like he's in his like 50s, but he's in his 30s. And he's like an asshole. So there you go.
Oh.
That's yeah, Richard he was getting Spencer. Interviewed and some dude just came out of the woodwork and fucking decked him. Like on TV. Just like, fuck your shit. Like, it was fantastic.
There was this meme of, it was like Melania. Is that her name?
Melania,
whatever. She's Melania. Russian or Ukraine or something like that. I don't know. The wife of President Trump.
Yes.
Blink twice if you need help. Okay. So basically, it was like a picture of her in like her blue, you know, gown robe thing from inauguration, and they took another photo from the Hunger Games of the person that's working with the rebellion. And she's wearing, like, this blue thing, you know, another, like, blue robe or something.
Yeah,
and they say, let the Hunger Games begin.
Did you see the memes of, like, Michelle Obama's face when she was, like, hugging his wife?
Oh, my God.
Somebody, I forget who it was, they were telling me that they said that just for one day, like, right before the presidency was done, that people were telling Barack that he should have resigned. Made Joe president for a day because then all of the like the merch and campaign shit for Trump being the 45th president would have been fucked up because technically Joe would have been the 45th.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I still want to start a Kickstarter where we hire someone to go into the White House and turn off the water heater every morning and then put yellow food dye in it.
Not make it red, make it red.
Or make it a really weird color. Just make it green. Like, if you're going to fuck with people, you got to do it right.
But I mean, every year, every day, for 4 years, just go in there, turn off the water heater.
No, see, if I wouldn't do it every day. I would do it sporadically. Like, it would happen, like, 3-4 times a month, but some days it would happen back-to-back, and others I'd just, like, cherry-pick it. Just like, today's a good Friday to fuck with someone. I'll pick this Friday and that Tuesday, and it's supposed to be really cold, so let's just hot water. Fuck that. Shut that off.
Like, on his birthday, like, you want a nice hot shower? No, you're gonna fucking freeze. Take it!
I mean, I wonder how big the shower is.
I thought it was going somewhere else.
It's probably like a whole room with like 50 shower heads like all over the walls.
I mean, like White House shower party?
Yeah.
Joe Biden and Obama. Hey, Joe, come shower with me.
Oh, order Obama. Room service while you're in the shower. Have them bring you food.
I mean,
there's just a drive-through window in there.
You just see somebody like covering their eyes and like handing a plastic bag through the wall. It's just like, here you are, sir.
We try not to look, but one man did one day. He turned to stone.
You mean he was turned to stone like Medusa? No, they actually encased him in cement alive.
So Han Solo.
Essentially.
That's great.
But yeah, dude.
To this day, you can still hear his screams.
Fucking like Count of Monte Cristo, like brick walled in.
The mafia. Oh, God. Yeah,
fucking cement shooed.
You know what they say, though? Like, all people that are like in the mafia, they're in construction.
Duh, ba-doom-sh.
No, you didn't know that? Yeah, because like, if they got an enemy, they can just build a house and cement the person under there, and they would never find them.
Yeah. I forget which stadium it was. It might have been Dodger Stadium, I think. But there was a rumor that there was like bodies under the stadium. Like.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there... what's his name? He was a Teamster. I can't remember what his name is. But he like disappeared between... I can't remember.
Yeah, but that's a lot of that shit. Like, it's just like, this person was an influential mob boss, and then like 2 years later, nobody could find him. Forever! There was a lot of that. That got, like, that's a shitty way to go, if I do say so myself.
No, yeah. That's a thing, too. Like, my boyfriend's really Italian, and he, like, always jokes that his family's, like, in the mafia because they're super Italian, and he's, like, his dad's in construction and stuff, and I'm like, yo, I don't know, like, if you're fucking joking with me, like, am I gonna get buried under 6 feet of cement? Like, what's going on here?
every time there's an argument, Amanda just starts fighting, but keeps fighting via phone call and just gets in her car and drives off so nobody can get the jump on her.
Like, I can't piss him off because then his mafia organization will kill me.
Note to self, stay far away from Amanda. She's a marked woman.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, that's Hoffa. It.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, this is bothering me.
I was looking it up, too. I wanted to know. But it was Giant Stadium. That's what it was saying.
Yeah. I knew it was somewhere around there, somewhere near New York. But yeah, that was like, think about it. Somebody's here, and then a week later, it's just like, hey, yo, what's up? You seen Big Johnny? No.
Hey, where's Big Johnny? Oh, man, he's 6 feet under. You don't want to know where.
I probably have like some weird code, and he's like, he took a trip to Minnesota. Oh shit, really? Yeah, did it last Wednesday. Damn it, Johnny! I thought you were better than that. It's racist as shit. I'm sorry.
You know what's?
It's all right now.
Oh god! Fuck! You got it right though.
You know what's even worse than, like, dead bodies under the stadium? The stadium's hot dogs.
Mom jokes with Amanda.
No, literally, they are disgusting. Like, my grandma was telling me one time, oh, my grandma, I love her, great woman. Anyways, so she was telling me about, like, how all these hot dogs back in, like, the 50s and 60s had a shit ton of mold on them, and literally, like, the workers would just take sponges and scrub it off and then feed it to people.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the premise of one of the books. I think it was called The Jungle.
Oh, gross.
Talking about how disgusting the fucking like meatpacking industry was, and how people were getting sick and losing limbs and shit. And from what I understood, it was a really good book, but it was very graphic.
Mm-hmm.
I have not read it, but read that. get back to us.
They tried to get us to read it in, like, high school, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I already seen too many ASPCA videos.
Oh, God, at, like, 4 in the fucking morning when you're enjoying yourself and minding your own goddamn business. Yes!
Adopt this puppy, or you'll die in hell.
Yeah, pretty fucking much!
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, the money that you donate and give to them, only 10% of it literally goes to the animals. So they're using the rest of that money to buy, like, probably weed and cocaine.
every Friday, the fucking ASPCA shuts down early as shit, throws a big ass rave. But you have to know the password, though. Password is Arms of an Angel.
Oh my God, that's great.
Could you imagine? I'm trying to go to an ASPCA rave. I want to go. What if probably the cat's pajamas.
The bee's knees. What if, like, another plot twist?
Doggone fun.
What, oh my God. Stop. What if it's like the ASPCA is, like, taking animals from people's homes and, like, beating the shit out of them to create their, like, own cause? Well, think about it. You know, like, they need business. You know how, like, hospitals, like, you always need sick people in order to get business type thing? Well, what if they, you know, what if they're running low on business and they're like, all right, guys, today, team exercise, we're going to go find Jackson Street.
Am I the only one creeped out by this?
No, I'm there with you.
Fucking mob style tactics out of the back of the van. Pillowcase over Fido. Got him! Like, throw the collar in the street.
Oh my God. That poor house pet just got kidnapped. The kids are gonna miss him so much.
They can have him back, but they have to pay.
Fido is missing. Fido is missing.
We'll pay cash reward for Fido. $50. Please call.
Or you can
donate. All I have is collar.
Or you can donate $30 to the ASPCA.
They get this letter in the mail saying, "Donate $50, and you might get your dog back."
Oh, they took him to Giant Stadium, buried him right next to Jimmy Hoffa. At least we know he has a best friend now.
Dog's got a bone.
50 years later, Jimmy Hoffa finally has a best friend.
On Homeward Bound, Incredible Journey 4.
Oh no!
Dogs go to heaven!
You're doggone right.
Team up movie. Oh.
That was quite the tale.
That's fucked up.
I know. It could be a thing, though. You never know. You never know. People are fucked up.
People are. People are really fucked up.
Oh, God.
Oh my God, what if they just ate them?
Okay, it's not Korea.
Hey man, you've never lived until you've had a dog sandwich.
What?
Excuse me? I haven't had a dog sandwich.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm not above it. What?
You're worse than the ASPCA.
You would eat a dog?
When in fucking Greek, do as the Greek do.
What?
Pretty sure the Greek don't eat dogs.
Look here, Miss Analytics, with your brain that you use.
Hey, Lizzie's always right.
Yes, fuck she is. I have a big sign that I carry around now saying that I'm always right.
I'm going to burn that sign.
You told me I could have it, though, because you couldn't park when we got here.
I never said you were always right.
Halfway in the street. I don't know.
Oh, we're kind of far away from the curb, aren't we?
You said I was crooked. You did not say I was far from the curb. Crooked and far from the curb
are
two different things.
You're like 5 feet from the curb.
I was not. Yes, you were. No, I wasn't.
Yes,
if I was 5 feet from the curb, I would have been in the street.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, completely in the, like, driving. Fuck you and you.
Hey. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Yes.
Get your, like, 1999 cliche fucking shit out of here.
You're wheelie bad at driving.
Are you 8 now?
No, wheelie. Pun. God.
Oh, God.
I'm so tired of your bullshit.
Is that why you invited us over to hang out later?
Yeah, that's true. Also, for everybody to know, if you don't know, White Rose, Half Off Burgers, we're going to be there. It's pretty great.
And Steelers are playing tonight. Here we go.
It's not going to be out for like 3 days, but if you have a time machine.
Yes.
Join us, friends. But do it for next Sunday. Get yourself a half-price burger, because they are fantastic.
They are so fucking good. They like, that Chesapeake burger, oh my God.
Yes, that is good. And the White Rose.
So what is on a Chesapeake burger? Is there, like, crab on it or something?
Yeah, it's crab dip.
Ooh.
Like, crab dip and cheese.
Like,
and
like then, is it Swiss cheese? I don't fucking know. It's some type of cheese.
I think it's sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Food. And then the White Rose is...
The White Rose.
It's a burger with pulled pork and nacho cheese on top, and it's fantastic. And you eat one, and then you think about life because the room starts spinning, and you have a food baby. Like,
so it's like really good sex, yeah.
Yeah, he was having a foodgasm.
Although, you don't... I mean, never mind. I was going to say you don't fart a lot during sex, but...
I mean, I hope some not. People do. No, not me, not me. No.
Yeah, okay, Amanda.
That's not what I meant. Take that time machine and use it quick.
Nope.
That's Amanda.
Amanda. Professional crop duster.
That's not what I meant.
Professional Dutch ovenist. Do you need a minute, ma'am?
No.
I think she already Dutch ovened.
We are essentially in a giant blanket fort. So all you have to do is fart and everyone is Dutch ovened. But I ate like this healthy bowl of bullshit cereal on Friday, and it was like one of those like now made with 48% more like moon crystals and love. And so I had that, and then I mixed steel oats with it and like sweetened pumpkin seeds, and I did nothing but fucking fart all day. And I don't mean like a quick like I mean like a bleh, like and I'm like my intestines are trying to escape.
It probably had like 90% more fiber.
Yeah, no, dude, all day. But it's like, it was one bowl of cereal. Like, one bowl of hippie bullshit, and my intestines were tap dancing the whole fucking day.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is fart and then blame it on Maggie. Maggie, why did you do that?
The best is when we went to Excitement Video. So this was
so many creepy people you could blame it on.
True. It
so many.
So many creepy like 80-year-old guys are looking at the videos.
Oh, no. Oh! I didn't tell you when we were there that night. One of the best things I ever saw. Okay, you know how there's a section where you can rent movies, and we're like, who the fuck does this?
I hope they like Lysol that shit. Out.
Literally,
dunk it in bleach. That's why all the movies are like. All
faded and like written
on
there.
They're all written on. It's just like,
oh, that's man, why they all have white covers.
Yep. Busty Beach Babes Part 4. Cool. But no, I saw somebody return a rental while we were there. It was just like, you're like a majestic unicorn, sir. And he was like 60, 60, 70. So you know he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. And it was like, dude, you can just go to Pornhub. Like, the fuck are you doing with your life?
Well, you know, if you think about it, it actually makes more sense if you're like a state representative or something to go and get.
Oh, oh yeah. Shit. Yo, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
They can't track you like your ISP and all that shit. It's not just like, well, the senator was looking up amputee.
You could totally put it under a fake name, though.
Ew.
Hey, man, everybody has
that's
their
what
thing.
You, you use your phone for that. You have, but like, still, an iPhone. Like, I don't use my laptop. Like, that's some good shit, like, laptop material. You know what I mean? Like, I am not going to put viruses on that. But my phone, like, fuck, like, Apple. Just in general, like.
That's why you got that new Chromecast, eh?
Oh. How'd you know I have a Chromecast?
I didn't.
Fuck? You watching porn?
You
in my house?
Yourself.
No. I just come over and Mark's like, busty beach
pig. With your guinea pig.
Because that's the noise I'm.
All you see is Mark is sitting there with your guinea pig.
Ginger, no! Ginger!
How weird can Lizzie make it? Find out, folks, because that's exactly what the fuck I'm doing.
Oh my God, if you touch Ginger. I'm ever again.
Don't put Ginger in the corner.
I hate all of you so much right now.
Either you or Eric.
Least, I don't know what's worse.
At least he included ginger.
Oh my god. Ain't no fun unless we all.
I don't know what's worse. Like walking into him like jerking off my couch watching Busty Beach Babes Volume 4 or watching him petting my pet while he's doing it.
I didn't know you were ambidextrous. Did I? Today was a trial run.
Oh my god.
It's too weird.
Hey, you're the one that was like telling us to eat dog before we
die.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, I would not put it past you, man.
Yeah, let me just watch porn at your house where you in the living room, which is an open shared space, spanking it like nothing matters.
With my guinea pig.
I was just going to leave her where she lies.
You started to clean up the mess.
Yep.
Macaroni and cheese everywhere. Shout out, Derek!
That wasn't me.
There's still, like, a shit ton of... Okay, so here's a little, like, backstory. So they came over, like, this weekend after the bar. And we were playing Dance Dance Revolution. Fucking Eric comes in. He's like, yo, this guy on Jackson Street just gave me some mac and cheese. And we're like, you sure it wasn't syringed? Like, you sure there's no jizz in there?
Mac and acid cheese.
He's like, no, man, no, it's mac and cheese. Like, the cover's on it. I'm going to go make it. So he goes in my kitchen, and, you know, he's doing his thing. Fucking rips the top off, spills the mac and cheese everywhere, starts stepping on it, and I'm like, dude, eat it. Use your tongue, get it off the floor, eat it. And he's like, no.
The best part was when he came in, he was so excited that somebody gave him Easy Mac, and we're just like, okay. He's like, nobody can have any. Like, no, this is mine.
As he spills it everywhere.
Yeah, and then he spills it everywhere.
It's $1 or $2 the most.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, the magical Easy Mac Fairy makes everything taste better.
I just get this image of a man in a like Santa Claus outfit just handing out Easy Mac on Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I see some poorly washed gentleman that looks like he's lived and he's quite weathered, and like a Sublime tank top and cargo shorts and flip flops, handing out mac and cheese, but he's wearing fairy wings.
But that would not surprise me on Jackson
Street.
He didn't
give it to Eric to keep. He was like, can you cook this for me and bring it back? He's like, no, okay, thank you.
See, like,
he's
least,
like, I got Easy Mac, everybody.
At least, like, love on a bun is legit. Like, you know, like, they're all happy Christian folk. Like, they're giving you free hot dogs that I can trust that don't have mold on them. Fuck you, stadiums. But, like, they're giving you, like, good-ass hot dogs.
Exactly.
It's a prime product. And it's free.
Yeah.
And there's no acid in them.
Compared to Eric, who's just like, oh yeah, I'll take whatever's on the street.
Typical.
Thank you, homeless man.
Eric, keep to your music. Don't do shit on the corner.
That's fucked. Everyone don't do shit on the corner.
Homeless man, did you need this Easy Mac? Sorry, thank you.
You're blind. What you can't see. Thank you for the Easy Mac.
Was this your dinner for the week? Sorry.
Oops. Eats all... 3 mac and cheese like noodles per day.
It's like kind of like a bowl of Easy Mac cut into 7 slices. This is my meals for the week.
Sitting there just like intensely looking at it like, do I want to eat this or do I want to crush this up and rail it? Because it goes straight to the brain.
Acid mac and cheese.
Could you imagine if you snorted food and it went straight, like, it's like, boom! Those mozzarella sticks, bro, they're kicking in! You're like, at fucking Rudders, like, feeling the walls up.
The marinara sauce, though, like, that's, like, the whipped cream of mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
So, Rudders?
Yes. No, Sheetz.
Oh, I got a
fried mac and cheese bites.
Yo, I got a coupon for a free item. Let's go.
Gas station food, yeah.
Sheetz is awesome, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, we're going on a 15-minute break. We'll be right back as we go to Sheetz.
Don't mind us. We'll never come back if y'all have food babies. Just pass the fuck out. The best is, like, when you're with friends and you've been out and you've been drinking. And
you're drunk going to Sheetz.
Somebody's just like, I can make it. And that's just like... like that ray of light just beams down for a second and you're just like, Do we do it? Do we do it? I think we're going to do it. And then everyone piles into the car, and it's like that slow, just like everything's moving in slow motion, and everyone's really quiet, and then you get there, and it's like, fuck you, we made it to the sheets!
And then you're there till 4 in the morning.
Because you're waiting in line because everyone else had the same exact fucking idea as you. You're like, oh god, this is such a great idea, guys. Like, we're so original. Line out the door.
We just get the dress in, like, all black and get the reflector vest and, like, stop everybody at the door and be like, there's a, don't just be really vague. Like, there's a situation. Can't let anybody in. People can come out, but we can't let anyone in right now. Sorry, guys. It'll be like a 15-minute wait. It's not gonna be long. I can't talk about it. Managers, they
sheets
said
is giving everybody the sheets. Like, you know,
the sheets.
It's like the Murphs. Murphs gives you the Murphs.
Murphs does give you the Murphs.
Scurve gives you the Scurves.
Except for, like, every time I go to Scurve, I hate everything just a little bit more afterwards. Like, I mean, it goes away, but I'll eat Scurve, and then I'll sit there, and, like, remember the last time we went? And it was, like, me, you, Gabby, Abby, and that was the day I had all the applesauce and the peaches, and you
guys have,
like,
one
plate, I'm, like, 3 plates in, and I'm dying at the table.
Fritter Friday.
I'm trying to eat everything and not be wasteful, and they're just like, are you done yet? And I'm, like, sweating and keeled over. I'm just like, but I have to finish. They're starving children.
As he has a whole bowl of peaches and applesauce.
Had it not been for the meal I had before, I would have demolished it.
Peaches are a great fruit. Like,
they are, though.
They're delicious. I could eat a whole can of them.
Are they canned peaches, or are they?
They were, like canned peaches, but they were still relatively fresh. They were, like, that's why I was just like, can I, like, put these in my pocket and walk away with them? Can I?
Just, ew. I think next time, if you ever go again, you just bring in, like, a Tupperware container with you.
I'll just bring a purse, because they don't know my life.
Your merce.
Yeah, I have, like, one of those big, and this, like, you can't bring, this is my purse. Are you trying to say that because I am a man, I cannot have a handbag? That is discriminatory.
No, that is not chicken tenders sticking out of my bag.
It's my tampon.
Well, there's times you've gone to get Chinese food and just bring those plastic containers yes. with you and put them in your purse.
I'll just bring Ziploc bags and throw them in my backpack.
Friday, like, that's what it's good for. You take, like, 5 Ziploc bags, just go in, and then just get that shit.
Just, like, pile it all on your plate and do it at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I would just do that with fruit. Because I love fruit, honestly. They were like, why is there 5 Ziploc bags of peaches and, like, pineapples? I'm like, those are mine! Fuck you!
Don't touch them!
I'm making a fruit cake later.
You don't even have ingredients for cake. Alright, I lied. I'm just gonna eat all of them and go watch cartoons. Why are you judging me so intensely? Oh my god. Years ago, I worked at Walmart, and It was I think Black Friday, and it was like Black Friday, like, after the pandemonium. So I get there, and what they didn't tell us is that they had the food section cater. So they had, like, deli trays and all sorts of shit, and, like, wingsings, and I'm like, yes! So I eat, like, 5 plates of food. Like, literally, I had, like, 3 plates of just, like, chicken and mozzarella sticks and onion rings and this and that. And I had 2 gigantic plates of food. I left twins in the bathroom. It was horrendous. Like, I still have night terrors.
You're a guy with a loud spear going, I'm sorry, someone left twins in the bathroom.
Charlie? Julia? Where are you?
Just look in the toilet, ma'am. Are those your twins?
I didn't know I was pregnant.
I didn't know I was pregnant either. Or
that I was a man.
Yeah. Due to the employee bathroom somehow clogging the entire pipe system, all of the bathrooms are now out of order, even though these are, like, industrial-grade toilets. He could probably suck down a rake, but thanks to Black Friday catering, they are no more. That was like you on Thursday when we were at the bar. You're just like, I have to eat everything. I need it.
I was so hungry. Oh my God. I wanted just to go home. I had bought like Elio's pizza. Is it Elio's or Elio's? I don't know. Fuck it. It's Elio's pizza. And
we know what it means.
Yeah, you know what it means. Like, yeah. It's good, good. So I get home and I'm just like, I need to eat. So I eat it, like the entire box. And like an entire box is like 900 calories.
YOLO.
Sitting there watching the room spin. There's like sauce smear across your face. It's like, Amanda, are you all right? Yeah. What did you, are you drunk? No.
I'm Elio.
That's the new Elio's commercial, kids.
How pizza creates sluggish like euphoria.
I bought two huge bags of like kettle like chips, you know, like really good like cooked chips, like the really crunchy ones. And I went through two bags in 3 days.
I was with Lacey and JP last night, and they were both just like on the couch, and Lacey just like, I want McDonald's, and JP's like, I want Oreos. So we made an entire excursion so they could get McDonald's and Oreos, and then JP bought Oreos and cookie dough and took the cookie dough, wrapped it around the Oreos, and baked it.
Those are delicious.
Mm-hmm. They were.
JP, do you have any extra? Oh my God.
I ate one and I felt the world like change color for a second. I was just like, oh, my arteries have stopped. But yeah. Oh, dude, over the week, just random food cravings, like my boss, like our manager gave the team boss this big fucking gallon Ziploc bag of dried apple slices, and she was like, does anybody want these? And I was like, I will take those off your hands. And I'm pretty sure I've eaten half the bag myself within like 2 days.
I can't do dried fruit.
Yeah.
I like it, but since it's dried, like when you get liquid on the fruit in your stomach, it expands, so it's like I ate a sponge. So I'm like in class and I'm just like, I can feel it's like, and I'm like, oh.
Did you eat it whole? Like,
no, I just ate a fuck ton. I had the bag in my backpack, and I'm just like casually talking to people, shoving handfuls of apple in my face. It's like, yeah, so yeah, yeah. Russell. Yeah, so anyway, as I was saying, and I just did that like all day.
You really got a thing for fruits lately. I don't know what, like peaches, apples.
No, I do. I love fruit. It's just, I really like fruit. And then my friend, like when my friend's family, they would always throw cookouts and shit, and they'd always have fruit, and I'd get like one plate of food, maybe a plate of dessert, and then a whole plate of just nothing but fruit. And then we'd hang out there all the time anyway. So after the cookout, like 2-3 days later, I'm just like, is this pineapple up for grabs? Like,
is there still some fruit salad left?
Yeah, that was
fruit
always
salad.
Me.
Salad, yummy, yummy.
Oh, I love fruit salad. My grandma makes the best with whipped cream.
So, whipped cream! Yeah. Katy Perry just shows up at the party. I got you guys!
Boo! It's a little warm, so it's kind of melted, but it'll still be good. It'll be good whipped cream.
It'll like shaving cream after it runs out of air. So. It's just liquidy and gross.
It resembles other things. What weird man was near all of the fruit?
Was the same man that gave birth to twins.
It's just that one person that looks that one person at every party that you're just like, that person, that's the fruit jizzer right there.
Don't touch
he
the fruit.
He may look like Katy Perry.
With his purse. His chicken tenders.
All you see is Mark just pulling out peaches out of his purse at Murph's.
Oh. So, moral of the story, people, don't go to fruit parties with Marcus. Or if there's an edible arrangement, yes, don't fucking eat it.
And he kind of looks like Katy Perry.
Fuck y'all.
Now, white chocolate is not white chocolate. white chocolate delivery. Oh, he fucking, so he put his number in my phone this weekend. And under the company, he put chocolate delivery.
I do that to like everyone's phone.
And then we called him, and he didn't.
Oh, you fuckers!
Amanda was on the phone, literally calling him. He went to the corner of Merce, trying to figure out who was calling him. And me and Amanda are just dying at the table.
My phone
he comes
off.
Back. He's we're like, so Marcus, who was on the phone? He's like, I have no idea. I couldn't hear them.
Yeah, it's loud and it's noisy, and they were being creepy. And I'm just like, oh, but can you send me cookies? Because I like cookies. And then I get back to the table, and Amanda's fucking cackling. And I'm like, what is going on? She's like, that was my number. And I'm like, well, you're an asshole.
The funniest part was, like, he couldn't hear anything that I was saying. I was just like,
and he was like, I want cookies.
I know where you live.
No, you were saying, like, I know your family. I'm like, that's great.
I didn't want say cookies. That.
that whole conversation at the table was fucking hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you want to tell them?
No.
Elaborate on this, Marcus.
Elaborate.
It's going to the grave. Moi.
It's going under the giant stadium.
With the puppy and the player.
We're just gonna keep adding stuff under the stadium.
Yeah. I forget. You were. What did you say?
I was like, I just want to eat everything. Yeah. I just wanted to eat everything, and Mark looks at me, and he's just like, so are you saying what I think you mean? Because I just saw 5 girls walk by, and I was like, what the fuck? No!
Look.
Do you remember any of that?
I do. I just didn't want to say it, but then you threw me under the bus.
Well, the best part was, do you want to tell them about the noise you made? The
Oh! I will tell that story.
Yes, let him tell that.
Yeah.
So... She's just like, you're such a pervert. And I'm like, what? I'm just being honest. My mind went down the drain as soon as you said that, and they all walked by, and she was like, you kept, like, I forget what you said. And I was just like, well, I was not weird about it. I just said it. It wasn't just like, like, you wanna touch it? Like, can't, like, dick swinging from the bathroom. Like,
I'd like to try my dog burger.
Mark's new special, dog burger.
You'll probably get a dog burger on the back dance floor.
A real boner.
Hey. Got a bone to pick with you, friend.
Can you just imagine that, like, all the animals that, like, don't get adopted from the ASPCA go to MRFs?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's what the tacos are made out of. They're so cheap on Tuesdays.
Oh.
And then you kept telling me, wait, what did you say? You texted me after I found out it was your number, and it was like, something about your dick.
Oh, no, I was like, you're such, what did I say? I have the texts. I don't know. Oh, wait, where's my phone? I don't even know. But it was something funny, like, I was like, oh, blah, 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 you're such a dick, like, this and that. And then you said something about, like, oh, well, I'm, like, the best. I don't even remember.
Won't you... I mean, your phone is, like, in your purse.
Is it? Is... I have a pen. I have chalk. Chalk! Phone. Okay. Let's see. We're gonna scroll through this shit. Okay. What are you doing, like, right meow? Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. A bitch. It's Amanda Stagg. I don't want your dick, ma'am. Yes, you do. It's 10 inches and wonderful. I have one of my own that is fully functional. I'll soon be making a Yelp page for it. Users can both like and subscribe for it. I may put googly eyes and a mini cowboy hat on it for the public profile pic. Maybe a green one looks good against my skin tone. That's it.
Yeah, because you kept saying, like, weird things about your dick, and I'm like, Amanda, A, you don't have a dick. B, I have my own, thank you. Yours is not needed in my...
With a cowboy hat.
In my hat, yeah.
With... Was it... Who had the mini hat at Murph's the one night?
Oh.
Oh, that was Will.
Yeah, that was
Will.
Because he, like, drew something on his thumb and had the cowboy hat.
Oh, so that's why Will bought it. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's a supporter. It was a yellow cowboy hat, which is not too far off from green in the color wheel.
It was a straw hat, too.
It was. For ventilation.
I really don't know how Nick does this chair for an hour. My ass is so sore.
Right he now. Doesn't have a soul, so he doesn't feel things. Struggling over there?
I just want chocolate.
She pulls out a bar of chocolate from her purse.
In case of emergency.
Does she have caramel chews in there too?
I did.
In case of emergency, break glass.
Does she have a retractable cane as well?
Her cabinets are nothing but hamburger helper and powdered milk.
You guys want some?
What kind is it? It's good for you.
It's like the peppermint bark. Bark
chocolate
shit.
The Ovaltine.
It's really good. You want some?
I guess I'll take
some. Chocolate for everyone.
You'll get chocolate and you'll get chocolate.
I just want to get chocolate wasted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen.
Chocolate delivery.
That's going to be my stripper name.
Helios, it's not like delivery. At all.
Well, we should get paid for writing all these slogans.
Yo, we're hella advertising today. Like, White Rose Burger, half off. Like, I want it all off. I deserve a free burger after this.
It's gonna look like the fucking nasty patty. But like, here's your free burger. It's gonna be like, yeah, in a burger form.
Ew.
We went there one time, and it was half price day, and my friend Sheldon still piled so much shit onto his burger. It was like $12, and his burger was like, I'd say almost 5-6 inches high of just plain, unadulterated burger. And I saw a man wrestle that much food into his face, and I questioned what life was that day.
So, was it like Scooby-Doo? Were they
Yeah,
they
like, he
on...
just like, yeah. There was that time, and there was another time, my friend John went to Rutter's, and all of the different options that you can get on a burger, he got on a burger.
Even the guac?
Like, everything. I think he might not have gotten the guac, but that was just, like, maybe, like, one or two. But he was drunk, and he's just like, boop, doop, 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 doop. And his burger, which he ate with, like, one hand, he fucking, like, manhandled.
John's a beast.
No, not our John, a different John. But, I saw a man wrestle an obscene amount of burger into his face, and I had to question, what is life right now? Because and he did it with one hand, whilst intoxicated, like, not like a, wee, I'm drunk, like a, fucking life, I'm drunk! Like, he did it swimmingly, might I add. And I was just like, wow, I'm impressed.
Well, and questioning life right now, that is another episode, so.
Hashtag. So day. What's up, Luke, you lanky bastard?
I am Steve.
You can find him
at nowhere.
Yeah, true. Fucking supervillain, you. Everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I'm Marcus. You can find me on the good old Snapchat at SIRMAV, and then you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at QUEZMAV. You can find me at Genius under my actual name, or you can look up the project, AU_XY. And you can find my blog, which is mav88.blogspot.com. And Lizzie's a dick.
And I'm Lizzie the dick. And you really can't find me anywhere except Facebook. Lizzie Weber, look me up.
And I'm Amanda Stagg. You can find me Snapchat MANDSTAGG 13. Amanda Stagg 13. And then, you know, look at my Facebook too, because, yeah.
She does hood rat shit with her friends.
I do what?
Hood rat shit with your friends.
I'm not a hood rat. No, I'm a hood guinea pig.
But you can find us at, find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and TuneIn.
All Under Trophy Husbands. We also have the episodes up on YouTube. And we'll keep this bad boy cranking along. We'll have some interviews coming up for you. And yeah, if you guys, you know, want to contact us. And if not, then I guess don't.
Don't be that bitch.
Should I send them a carrier pigeon?
An ear in the mail.
Or a dick in a bag.
It's up to you.
Can you not send us body parts, please? Thank you. But anyway, guys, have a good one. We will get back to you soon. Don't get buried under a stadium.